Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning. JC is back in his home country. We'll figure out how to smuggle him back to the U.S. later. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show's family vacation from the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya.
Yes, we're in Mexico, my home country. The Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya is awesome. We have...
It's big.
It is so big. We're in the heaven side, which is the all-adult side. It's 18 and up.
It's like 1,200 rooms here.
You could just... You walk up to the bar, you just ask for a drink, they hand it to you, no questions asked.
Yeah, right.
You're like, I want a burger too. They make you a burger.
Yeah.
Just like that. Anything you want, they give it to you. Our rooms that we're staying in, you either have a balcony or you have a terrace. Ours has a terrace where you go up the stairs and there's a hot tub up there overlooking the ocean. And then I got locked out of it, so I had to call Kenzie and get me out. There's a phone out there. So if you get locked out, there's a phone. You can call people to help you out.
That's
just in
nice.
Case you were wondering.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got stuck on my hammock yesterday.
There's
hammocks on all the rooms, patios. Yeah, and the hammocks can be quite difficult to get into and out of alone.
They're awkward, but they're so
they're
comfortable
so cool.
Once you get in there.
But especially when you're trying to do the couples hammock, it looks like it shouldn't work. It's how do both of us lay in a hammock?
Yeah.
Are they meant for two?
I don't think so.
No.
I'm trying to figure it out. No. Girlfriend will be here Friday, so we got to figure it out before then.
Yeah. They got Max Girls flying in. We flew in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of troubles getting in, maybe.
Really? We were getting into
there's
Mexico,
always
right?
travel not drama.
In,
I know.
Leaving.
JC had a hard time. Yeah, leaving to get into Mexico. I would think he'd have an easier time going to Mexico.
I would think so.
I would think he'd be more, you know, there'd be more issue with him trying to come back.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but they asked us to start boarding, and they called our group. So I walked up there with Kinsey and Jenna and Nick and Russ. They're flying with us.
All first class.
And they all, there were no seats available.
Did y'all fight over who got to enter the plane first?
No. I was just so excited that we even got that opportunity. I didn't care.
I put the trip together. I'm the president of social media, so I think I should get on first.
Yeah, luckily
I'm Russ Face.
We went with the guy that planned the trip, so he accidentally put us in first class. I think I was last to go in.
Yeah, I went. JC and Kinsey were right behind me, and I got on the plane, and I remember sitting there. I was on for at least 15 minutes before they got on, and they were right behind me boarding. And I'm like, I wonder what happened.
I hand my ticket to the lady, and she goes, "You can't get on."
Really?
And I was like, "Excuse me? What do you mean I can't get on?" And she goes, "You owe $41.
Really?
How do you owe money once you already have a boarding pass and you're getting on at the gate? How do you owe money
then? So I'm
then?
Telling her, I'm like... Okay, why they bought this ticket for me? My work did, so I don't 41 for what? And she goes, "You upgraded." And I said, "I did not upgrade."
You were already booked in
first class. Yeah, I was already. Yeah. Russ messed up. He put us in first class.
And in my experience, it wasn't $41; it was $165.
See,
did you mention to the gate agent that Big Al and Kelly Raspberry weren't upgraded?
No, I did not let her know
we
that.
We weren't worried about you guys.
Maybe she was a listener, and this was her own little way of protesting.
Because thank you, gate agent. Thank you.
Then she gets mad. She's like getting mad at me, and I said, "Okay."
As well, she should.
And she goes, "Yo, it's $41," and I said, "But I don't feel like I do. But I'll pay you." I'll pay you
anything
goes,
to stay in first.
No, you will not. I will not let you pay me. And I'm like, well, now we're
out
here.
Yeah,
now she's not going to let you pay.
She goes, if you say you don't owe us anything, then I'm going to have to figure this out. Now they're going, call on group number two. So now we're group number two, and I'm like, I'm sitting there. Everybody's staring at me like I have drugs on me or something. You know, like this guy just got jagged.
It's always a possibility.
Group three, I'm still standing there. What is the point again to board the plane first if they're going to stop you and let you board with group five? First world problem.
But, I've been in group five and I don't really appreciate that.
But she didn't. Oh, I know. That's what I get all the time because I procrastinate and I never check
right,
in.
Right.
So I'm used to going in that. But for the first time in my life, I finally get to board the plane first and I was the last person to board because I owed $41. And the fun did not stop there because
did
Jenna
you end
had
up
some
paying,
issues.
Or did they clear it up?
The lady said, I put my head on the pillar because it had been like 10 minutes that I was standing there. So I put it there and she goes, "We're taking care of it, sir. We're taking care of it." And I was like,
"She's Jack Bauer."
Like, I can't even put my head on the pillar. So this lady notices that that happens, and she walks over, takes her off the computer, looks at my ticket, and she goes, oh, you're okay, sir. Here you go.
There you go.
And I just go right. And I'm like, what was that all about? What did I do? And then Jenna.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I think Disgruntled Flight Attendant of the Year Award goes to Sean, who was serving the coach section. I'm not saying the airline. I just remember his name because he made it clear to me. Well, he should be called out because I don't complain about bad service or anything, but something, it was so out of line what happened to me yesterday, and I'm not making this more dramatic than it was because even a stranger sitting next to me was appalled. But Kinsey and JC were sitting directly behind me.
I
get a little anxious flying. Yeah, JC fell asleep. And we're not even taxiing quite yet. And, you know, you got to turn your phones off, whatever. So I was mid-texting, but they hadn't even told us to turn our phones off yet. So I have my phone in my hand. I'm turned around between seats talking to Kinsey.
And? What happened next?
And flight attendant, male flight attendant is standing next to Kinsey on his way back to the coach section, I guess. And he kind of, you know, motions at me. And I just assumed he was telling me to turn my phone off. So I just, you know, I just keep talking to Kinsey and power it down. Mm. And he stands there. He takes a step back closer to me. And he said, well, I was trying to be funny about it, but then you had to go and get all nasty with me.
Whoa.
Why you gotta be so rude?
I never realized what a strong and terrible word nasty is.
Until you're called.
And I said,
I take it as a compliment.
Excuse me? Because I had no idea what I did to be called nasty. I powered my phone off. I don't know what happened. He got closer to me, and he said, I was trying to make a joke about telling you to turn off your phone because I didn't see it in airplane mode, but then you just went and got this nasty attitude. I swear on my life I did not do anything. Kinsey said to him, sir, I don't think she heard you say anything. Mm-hmm. And I really, you know me in that I would stand up and say something maybe even rude back, but I'm like, what? I didn't say a word. Yeah. I didn't say a word. I just looked down because I was so appalled thinking, I don't know what a customer could do to warrant being called nasty. Even if you had warned me repeatedly to turn off my phone, I don't think that warrants calling a customer nasty. And then Kinsey tells me she overheard him walk back to coach right behind her and tell another female flight attendant, there's this nasty girl in first class.
You're a nasty girl.
She's the nasty girl in first class.
Were you wearing your nasty girl t-shirt, though?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
And I was sleeping, and I had no idea this was going on. And Kinsey tries to wake me up, and all I hear is, JC, Jenna's nasty. And I open my eyes, and I look at Kinsey, and I'm like, what? And she goes, the guy, Jenna didn't do anything.
The woman next to me looked at me like she was just horrified and just shook her head like she was like, I mean, everyone was just baffled.
You know, I always try to tell myself, you don't know what his previous, you know, whenever someone's rude to me and I haven't done anything, mm-hmm, I think the person before me must have been so horrible and it ruined their day, so now they just haven't recovered yet.
Well,
so
then,
I try and, it's hard not to take it personally.
I normally say, look, the way someone treats you is a reflection of the way they feel about themselves. Like maybe you'd been going through a hard time or something, but still it was so out of the blue.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he interrupted everyone's sleep about 2 hours into the flight so he could we could pass his baggie around because he's really into UNICEF and he wanted everyone to make UNICEF donations. So he started passing his little bag around so people could make donations, so they could do Tide.
I'm surprised they allow that.
I don't know if they do.
I don't know.
It was a bizarre thing. Needless to say, I was like, oh great, he's gonna think I'm really nasty if I don't donate. So I got up and went to the bathroom.
She did.
She went right past him into the bathroom.
Yep.
Now, you guys flew in about 2 hours after we did.
Yeah.
And I would like to know what Kelly's face looked like when you informed her she was not going directly to the hotel.
Kelly, well,
I was like, I'm going to sleep. That was my face looked like.
If you could picture just a sleep face with a mouth gapped wide open.
She was sleeping in the car?
Please tell the story.
And then the funny part was Kelly was like, fast asleep. Kelly was sleeping.
It's a little less than an hour drive from the airport to the hotel.
It's not like one of those sleeps like where you're kind of half asleep because it's an uncomfortable ride. No, I was out.
The drool's coming out and everything.
Kelly was out. Shades on, head cocked back like this.
I even brought a little pillow.
And so Mike is sitting in the back with Kelly, and I'm sitting in the front seat. So all of a sudden I hear this.
Did a bird get in?
Like, there's a goose in the car.
I'm like, yeah. to look around. I'm like,
one of that is when you're asleep.
She caught herself snoring.
I snore so loud.
I was like, I didn't even pop. I'm like, sorry.
It woke her up.
I wasn't even embarrassed.
The radio wasn't on. I'm like, is there some kind of beach animal or something that just stuck into the SUV?
No, as if it wasn't. I mean, it was funny enough, but then she said, and that's why nobody ever wants to sleep with me.
Oh, that was cool, though.
Yeah, I'll have to stop by his bar to give some.
Drop off light bulbs and koozies.
Yeah.
Because they don't have light bulbs in Mexico.
Well, these are special light bulbs. These are Amazon light bulbs, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, just one thing. Every time I come down here, I try to bring a little U.S. to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So that we're authentic.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Light bulbs, so just Americanize this place up.
Yes. Made in China, by the way. What's coming up, everybody?
Have you ever wondered what it's like when Big Al Max sees another black person?
It's a celebration.
In another country? Well, we're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya, and Al spotted one of his brothers, and you will hear the audio of that encounter next.
We'll be back with more from our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya next. We're back, and we're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Weather report from the Riviera Maya here at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Beautiful.
Sunny.
Sunny and very nice.
Sunny and perfect.
Sunny and nice.
And sometimes if you're coming here, you look up on weather.com and it'll say chance of rain. There's always a chance, a slight chance. And if it does rain here, it doesn't last for very long.
Oh, no.
Unless there's a hurricane. But right now, sunny, 85, and it's going to be like that through the duration of our trip anyway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday we went to dinner. At Zen.
Japanese.
Hey, you were first, though.
Thank you. That was it, wasn't it? Zen?
Yeah, we talked about it today already.
Yeah. And, yeah, hibachi grill, all that good stuff.
Yeah, our Japanese, what do you call it, hibachi?
Chef?
Well, he was Mexican.
Javier.
Yeah, Javier. Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. But when we got done with dinner, we got to witness Big Al Mac in his environment. Because... You usually see. Here's the thing: you see people that are your same race or whatever, and you, hey, what's up? I see a Mexican dude. Hey, and they look
white
at me
people,
like white
people. White people don't do that.
White people don't.
White
do
people
that.
Don't do that.
No. I don't say
but
hi to every
imagine,
white person I see.
But let's imagine we're in another country and everyone is black, and we finally see another white person. Would you acknowledge them?
You probably would.
Sure, sure.
Would you?
Yeah, you would give them a nod at least.
And here's the thing: if I go to places, the places, uh-huh. You know, you expect to see black people, like Jamaica, Africa. You know, I expect to see a lot of black people.
How about America?
But when I go to the white places.
How about Antarctica?
To the old places.
Cuba.
Like Mexico. Uh-huh. I don't expect to see a lot of brothers.
Right.
What about
that's
Asia?
It's the us. Asia.
Australia.
The Blazer, a couple of the nations. Yeah, yeah.
Australia.
A lot of brothers in Australia.
Really?
So yeah. It was
Aboriginal.
I only had two examples there, so
Iowa.
Work with me.
Oh. Don't forget Canada. You know?
But the old places like Mexico, Idaho, you don't expect to see a lot of brothers. Mm-hmm. So when you do, it's a big event.
I love when Al just rambles on.
It's a big event. You know, and I've done this before. You guys just haven't witnessed it because you haven't been here with me. But when I see brothers, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? And sometimes you do, like I said, the slapping down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do a nod. And sometimes you actually hug.
Hold on, because I was looking at Fergie's tank top that they had on the wall here at the Hard Rock.
Oh, and wow. And all of a sudden, did you want to buy Fergie's tank top
No, they don't. It's not for sale. It's,
they have
a, it's
items
one that
on
she
display
wore.
From when artists perform.
So I'm staring at this, and I want to tell my wife, and I turn, and I see Al in a deep embrace with another man.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it was like an old friend you just ran into.
Yeah, it looked like you guys were, it was like a hug, and I stood there for like 3 or 4 seconds, and I said, this should end by now.
Yeah.
And it did not end.
It was a lingering.
It was like a family reunion.
In the 5 seconds it took me to walk towards you guys were still in the
still
deep
hard.
Embrace. I showed up and walked next to you and stood there, and you were still embracing.
So he who was this old long-lost friend?
He was, I think his name was Ken, if I'm not
or
mistaken.
George.
And he, you know, very Al Roker-ish looking, you know.
I don't think he would appreciate that.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying very, you know.
And he was like from?
He looked more like Dr. like shorter Dr. Phil.
And you're long, the man that you were so passionate to embrace was from
Georgia.
No. Do you even pay it? What was his name again?
George.
George.
Kelly said, yeah.
Kelly, because Kelly said it.
Saint.
Antonio.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Antonio.
Oh, my good. St. Antonio. Shout out to everybody in St. Antonio.
And he retired.
He retired two
months
ago.
How many days ago?
60 days ago.
Okay, well, on the exact day from?
Oh, my God. Can I start a test? Obviously,
you know
what?
This shows how much you don't care.
No, I
care. I'm going to make a big scene and hug and embrace on this man, and you don't even listen to the man.
I care. I just don't remember.
Well, it's a different thing.
So many people.
Yeah, I care.
Anheuser-Busch.
That's right. That's right. Bud Light.
Well, we got... Somebody pulled out the recorder and recorded Big Al's embrace with George.
I think
it's the law, baby. When black people see each other,
I've never seen two brothers hugging.
When black people see each other, what's your name, dog?
George.
George. Yeah. I'm Al. Nice right to meet you.
That's my best friend, baby.
Are you? Are you enjoying this?
I'm having a good time.
All right.
Where's your wife? I'm doing it.
This is about.
Would she be cool with this?
Yeah. Okay. This is about
this
to get.
This is what we do.
This is about to get.
This is what we do.
This your first time coming to Mexico?
Yeah.
I want a bar off the street.
I've been everywhere else.
I'm going to give you a car. I want you to come to my bar. We have Black Knight. I get all the black people free drinks.
I was just lying about that. I really don't have Black Knight. But George is very nice. And I'm just saying.
His wife and his daughter.
I bet. Yeah, I met them. And I bet the next time he sees a brother, he's going to do the same thing again.
Yeah, sure.
His daughter's name was Al? Your good friend George.
I'm just messing with me now.
You know, we're not messing.
I can't answer that. We didn't get that.
See, yeah, I just met them very briefly. I'm going to go ahead and say it was Liz.
Color people on.
But see, so, Al, truly, he's all about that. Being charming, but he doesn't pay attention. Like, we're sitting there with the representative for the Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Al asked her no less than 3 times where she was from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and no less.
I wanted to make sure she remembered.
Where's she from, Al?
Miami.
Well, then you should know by now.
Winning.
That's not where she's from. That's where she lives.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, where's she from?
How long has she lived in Miami?
Lebanese.
She is Lebanese. That's right, because we
I'm
on a roll.
Oh,
Al's on a roll. Amal Alamuddin story that George Clooney is engaged to a Lebanese. And how long has she lived in Miami?
3 years.
Because she went to college in?
Boom!
Because
she went to college in? Somewhere north, real north.
Real north.
Canada. Boom! Yeah.
Woo!
So let me
prove your
this
point.
Is such a shocker, you guys. Times. Al remembered where the really hot girl is from, but he doesn't remember anything about the brother.
If George had a nicer butt, I'd remember every detail about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't say that.
Please say that.
It's not going to even be funny at the Christmas
party.
What's best
is that our boss's name is George, so we can use that in many, many ways.
What's up, George?
Yeah. If George had a nicer butt, I would hug on that all night.
Oh, boy.
What we got coming up next,
Mike? We are live from Mexico. I'm so glad y'all are here in my second home, the Riviera Maya, the Hard Rock Hotel. This is so fun having y'all here.
What do you have planned coming up? And that's what's coming up.
Find all of our picks, videos, and blogs from our family vacation on KidNation.com. The Kid Craddock Morning Show's family vacation from the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya continues next. Be sure to check out KidNation.com to see pics and videos of what we're doing on our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The sun's out. Water's bright blue.
Beautiful day in Mexico.
It's a beautiful day. And it's not a family vacation here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show unless we do something to embarrass ourselves. But we gotta have consequences, and we gotta have challenges.
Okay, what are we doing?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Kelly doesn't
Why
like this.
Why do we
part.
Have to have consequences?
Because that's, you know, we gotta have little missions to
little
do.
Missions.
Yeah, we need missions.
Uh-oh. Does anyone have any tweezers? I want to get this hair.
No, leave it. That's my only hair on my body.
JC has this stray hair on his arm. I want to get
it. It's from my mole.
You have a hairy mole?
Mole?
No, it's just like a tiny little mole, but
yes,
he has a hair.
Yes, nice to mole you. Meet
Thank you.
You. Nice to meet you, mole. Don't say mole.
Stop.
I said mole.
Stop.
Bye.
Mole. Everybody has rogue hairs. Everybody.
It is funny. Like, one day you look in the mirror and it's like this 6-inch eyebrow hair.
Yeah.
Like, what? Did it grow overnight? Right?
Yeah.
That's when you know God has a sense of humor.
And one right here.
Yeah.
I know. Can I groom you?
No.
Okay.
Can't groom me.
Get a manscaper.
All right, then you tell us, since we have to be challenged and punished, what are we going to do?
I don't even know the punishments. They were given to Mike by staff members in the office.
Oh, office staff came up with potential punishments.
So you guys always talk about how when you do family vacations, you like to have a game night. You like to challenge each other to do stuff.
Yeah.
And we brought a bunch of games for you guys to play here, but we thought we need punishment. So we asked the production staff to come up with a list of punishments specifically for each one of you. And I've got to kind of figure out some of the stories behind these, because for Kelly, some of the suggestions were if she loses, she has to go around the room and tell everyone why she's thankful for them. Why is that a punishment?
Because every year at Thanksgiving, kids said, before we went on our Thanksgiving break, we all are going to go around the room and tell what we're thankful for. And I hate doing it. I don't know why. It's just awkward. And he always would make me go first, and then he wouldn't make anybody else do it.
Another punishment suggestion for Kelly is that she has to talk nice about Democrats.
Oh, that's because I'm a Republican, Mike.
She has to.
She hates liberals.
Another punishment is to throw out all the coupons that are in her bag.
Oh. That's fine, because I left them all in Texas.
Oh. Also, another punishment for Kelly would be that she has to pick the 5 or 10 finest qualities of each member of the show and mention them out loud.
5 or 10?
10.
There's no way I can do 10. And each of you will admit you don't even have 10 qualities that you think are worthy of mentioning. Honestly.
Yes,
10.
We do.
Come up with 10.
No, because that sounds conceited.
And that's not about looks. That's about your
I know.
Okay.
JC's having a hard time narrowing it down.
I know I got 10. My first one, I'm humble.
Yeah.
Stop there.
Yeah.
And the last one for Kelly is that potential punishment is that make her drink a Diet Coke.
Oh,
I'm a Diet Pepsi girl.
Pepsi girl.
Yeah. All right, so for JC, if he loses.
Kelly's are not that bad.
No.
Well, really. They know what I went through to get here in first class. They're taking it easy on me. Yeah.
JC, punishment would be you have to consume blank amount of calories of blank.
Oh, wow.
Some suggestions, some like sub-suggestions of that you have to eat something super, super fatty.
Yeah.
You have to eat 50 hard-boiled eggs as a punishment.
Oh, you'd be
I
so
think
sick.
You would be sick from that, right? That's not very healthy.
Another JC punishment suggestion is to shave off your eyebrows.
Hell no.
What about shaving this Flavor Saver?
No.
Oh, I think I hit a sweet spot.
There's so much controversy with my beard.
With your what?
Controversy. Beard. He posted an Instagram photo and he was reading comments yesterday going, man, people be hating.
I've had this thing since I was a junior in high school. It's the only thing that grows on my face.
Well, we can tell.
Another suggested punishment for JC if he loses on game night would be to make a list of things he genuinely sucks at.
He doesn't think he sucks at anything.
And also find the five of the hardest words in the English language. And then he has 15 seconds to get them right. And if he doesn't, he has to start over.
Don't even have to be the hardest words in the English language. There are some words I can't say.
Wichita?
I can say Wichita now.
For Jenna,
okay.
If you lose on game night, one of the suggestions for punishment is that you have to wear an outfit that we pick from Walmart all week and wear no makeup.
All right.
Ooh,
another punishment would be to have Kelly pick your outfit.
Oh, damn.
Why is that
obviously separate?
Oh, man.
From the dollar
store.
I'm fine
with that. That's not that bad. That's not that bad.
For Jenna, a punishment would be to make you have to take care of Big Al's dog, Curtis.
That would be bad.
When I get home?
If Al ever picks him up.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Carry around one of those fake babies that teens have to do. They have to wear them to kind of encourage them to prevent getting pregnant.
Ugh.
But, like, you have to be a mom for a week. Or your last punishment would be...
A week? How are Kelly and JC's punishment things that can be done in 5 minutes, and I have to carry around some fake devil baby for a week?
Well, can we have Jenna go run the kids' club over here at the Hard Rock Hotel?
Yes!
She's in charge of all the kids at the kids' club?
There you go.
Yeah.
Quick fix.
I'm be drinking.
Or can Kelly be drinking?
Why is this a punishment? Why is this a punishment? That you have to spend an entire content break driving around the block listening to Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
Because it's one of my least favorite songs in the world.
That would be torture.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably
It's up there, like Tub Thumping's up there with like Barbie Girl.
What about Cups? You like Cups?
I don't hate it. I don't like it, but I don't hate it like I do. Yeah, something about that Tub Thumping.
It's so repetitive.
But it's so positive.
I get knocked out. Knock it up again.
See?
Now it's like we all
knock it up again. Yeah. All right, Big Al.
It's like everything that's wrong with the world of music.
Is the dance to this you just go knock people down and they got to get up again?
And they get up again.
Yeah.
For Big Al, if you lose during game night, one of your punishments that they suggested would be to read a page from a book of philosophy and get shocked or pinched for every mistake or stumble.
I can do that.
Or you have to call your mom and tell her one of your biggest secrets live on the air.
I can do that.
Oh, making out in front of his mom would be best.
Mm-hmm.
One of the suggestions, and I'm reading it verbatim. This isn't my words, but it's shave off that stupid beard and get rid of those vanity glasses for a week.
No, but is
this...
The only reason his girlfriend's still with him is because of the beard, and it makes him look more like Common.
Yeah, that way she could visualize Common.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
Shaving might end his relationship.
Whatever it
stupid
takes.
Stupid beard. That was low.
Yeah. Who said that, Mike? Who was it?
Shannon.
Actually, but yeah, who came up with these? The Office or Shannon? Beard.
Thanks, Shannon.
Punishments for Big Al would be to give everyone on the show a drink but him. Make him call or text Dr. Girlfriend and tell her which of her friends he would get with if she was dead.
He already said that. It was Jen.
Or what?
Remember? Yeah. He said he would totally hook up with Jen if Dr. Girlfriend was not around.
Or to call her live on the air and tell her what she could do to be a 10. Since you said she's a 9.
Be more like Jen.
I do like...
Which rhymes with 10. What a coincidence.
An easier game, and it was pretty embarrassing, is something we used to do in college, a drinking game, you know? And it was where you would... All of our cell phones would be given to you, and you would randomly dial someone in the phone, and you have to tell them you love them. So they answer, and you just have to be like, I love you. Or we would have to send an ex a text that's like, I really miss you.
It's funny you mention that, because we actually came up with an idea while we were talking about it called text roulette.
Yeah.
And the losers, the two losers, would have to hand their phones over to the two winners, and the two winners could text anybody in the entire phone any message that they want to.
I don't have international.
You have Wi-Fi. It's fine. Brother.
Could you imagine the possibilities, though?
Not if my contacts erase and go to my cloud.
I'm trying to think. I don't even think I have that many people on my phone.
Yes,
but imagine you got Al's phone. Or Kelly's phone.
I would find Big Boobs Pool Party 2010.
Yeah. I would read Al's name in his phone.
I would text her.
You've been married, JC. You've been married, what, 3-4 years?
4 years.
So is there one ex-girlfriend in your phone?
You guys have been, and Kinsey were together for so long.
Yeah, I'm
trying. Do you even have an ex in your phone?
I don't think so.
Because they've been together since they were teenagers.
Kinsey, does JC have any ex-girlfriend that you know of in his phone?
Yeah, she's right behind you.
No.
That you know of.
Do you have any ex-boyfriends on your phone?
No.
You sure? Dominant?
See, my excuse for keeping it in was, if she ever called, I want to recognize the number and not answer it.
Why don't you just put it in under do not answer?
Yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah, you could have.
Probably should have.
Yeah.
You could do that.
All right, so do you guys all agree to the majority of those punishments? Because we have to kind of narrow it down.
Majority of them, sure. Not all of them.
Yeah.
Beats getting in a sleeping bag naked with Al anytime.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't want a week-long fake baby back home punishment. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine doing something here.
All right, the other punishment for you, Jenna, would be lick Crisco.
Lick?
I did that once thinking it was icing from Honey Buns. I did. It was so gross.
I feel like my mom used to use it as tanning oil.
She might have. A lot of women used to do that.
If it makes it any easier for you, Jenna, I got a cousin named Crisco.
You sure it's not Cisco?
One of those two. They're twins.
I need to get a membership at Crisco. No, it's Costco.
Oh, man.
Man, that was a reach.
Swing and a miss.
Flat.
My wife walks into the room and I get all flustered. That's what happened.
Oh, you can't perform in front of her?
Nope.
No.
Hi-yo. Got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next, Kelly.
Yeah, let me pull it up and see what I've already forgot what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
James Franco might have a new girlfriend. And I feel like it's kind of interesting. And also, who is going to be the next Bachelor? There is a full-on media campaign to get one man in that spot. And we'll talk about how we can get involved in the Showbiz Top 5.
We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. We'll be back.
Keep listening, because we'll have more from our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya when we get back.
If we sound sleepy,
it's because Al's snoring kept everyone up last night.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show's Family Vacation from the Hard Rock Hotel, Riviera Maya. I came in like a wrecking ball.
I never hit so hard in love. MTV and the Kid Craddock Morning Show are giving you an experience of a lifetime. That's a seat at the 2014 MTV Video Music Awards. One lucky winner and a guest are going to be flown off to Los Angeles for a VIP weekend.
All you got to do is enter our VMA lookalike contest. You can dress up like Kanye, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Eminem, Kesha, Michael Jackson, or any other nominee. You take a picture, submit it on KidNation.com, and make sure you do it by Sunday night, which is this Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. August 3rd.
Yeah, once you get the picture up there, Kid Nation is going to vote on the pictures next week, so you better get all dressed up. Post that picture to KidNation.com right now.
And don't forget, set your VCR or your DVR for the MTV Video Music Awards happening live Sunday, August 24th at 9 p.m. only on MTV. Performers include Usher, Five Sauce, Ariana Grande.
We love saying Five Sauce, don't we, Al?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
Five Sauce.
We just found out Taylor Swift. They made the announcement Taylor Swift's going to be performing, and I'm reading now that MTV has been trying to work out a deal with Beyonce alone, not with Jay-Z, to open the show. They think they've confirmed that she's going to open the show.
Ooh. I remember it was rumored.
Now she performs without him all the time. Now it means something.
But they're on tour together.
Yeah, they're on
maybe
tour.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Ouch. Still an ouchie.
It's just too bad that Kinsey isn't eligible to win, because I know how much she loves dressing up, you know, like Katy Perry and stuff like that.
Yeah, she could have won dressed up. Well, not
wouldn't
that she's family, but.
And you like dressing up as Russell Brand.
I dressed up, well, when they were married. That was probably my best Halloween costume.
That was great.
That was the one time I actually was like, I made a magazine. I looked like, I made people.
Yep.
We're at the Hard Rock Hotel, Riviera Maya. Hopefully, we'll get to interview Flo Rida today.
We're hoping. Yeah.
We're hoping.
Well, we're at least going to have some good VIP seats to watch him tonight and hang out. He's doing this performance here.
Yeah. We're in the press room because we're press.
Now, if you were if you're a Flo Rida and you gave me your phone number years ago.
Okay.
And I lost it. Can I?
How do you lose Flo Rida's phone number?
He threw it away.
I think I accidentally threw it. I mean, I lost it like
didn't we I've just done that. Talk hour, to him again?
An hour after he gave it to me,
the,
I lost
in the winter?
I don't
remember
know.
The last time he was in.
Jingle Ball.
Yeah, we at the concert.
My question is, can I ask Flo Rida for his number again?
You can always ask. Absolutely. He's not going to remember that he ever gave it to you in the first place.
Probably right.
Because I've had it where
I've never texted him or anything.
Because we try to get artist numbers just in case we need favors from them.
Yeah.
We don't. Y'all do.
Well, I do.
We do. And sometimes.
I don't want to bother
Kelly
a celebrity.
And I don't.
And so, well, it's. It's just a good contact to have, just in case we need it for the
show. You never know.
I'm always surprised that they give it to you.
Yeah, and they're...
I really am.
Are you sure it's always their number, or I would just give a manager's number?
For the most part, it is.
Yeah, in Adam Levine's case, it was his number. Enrique gave me his number. Now, Vanilla Ice, for some reason, he gave me his number, and it was his manager's number.
Yeah, see, sometimes they'll do that. Enrique, I think, did that to me once, like a long time ago.
That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. It does, but... Sometimes.
It's like you give your bad email address when people ask for it.
But I've had it to where, well, I have them type it in for me because I don't want them to say their phone number out loud, because a lot of the times we're doing it when we're in the Canal Side Lounge.
Right.
So they type it in, and I've screwed up in the past where I hit a wrong button and it goes away.
Oh.
You know where you get
nervous.
You just get off the screen. You haven't dialed it yet, and it's completely gone. And by that time, it's like, they're gone, and it's gone forever.
Can I get your number again? Walk out to the car. Hey!
And you can't ever get it again.
No.
So hopefully we'll get Flo Rida to talk to us.
Wait, Flo Rida gave his cell phone number on the air before. So
he did?
Yeah, he did. I just listened to the audio, so it's not a big deal. You can ask.
Well, you know how that is when celebrities give out their phone numbers and you call and it's like, hey, watch for my video
dropping. No, he actually wrote this down on paper. This is old school. He wrote it down, and I just threw it away.
I'm sorry,
accidentally. Yeah.
Did I tell you guys I got a new book?
No. Yeah, because you lost the last one, right?
I lost my last one.
And what was the last one called?
Cockroaches.
Okay.
So he'll never know how it ends, so he's just guessing. He thinks he knows how it ends, so he's happy with
Joe
that.
Joe Nesbo book I told you to buy?
It was a Joe Nesbo book. And
it's a thriller.
I bought it because the detective's name was Harry Hole.
I heard the last line in the book was, they turned the lights on. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, he's making a cockroach joke.
Oh,
and they ran away.
Yeah, JC, I said, well, he's lost the book. And he doesn't even, I was like, don't you want to know how it ends? He's like, I think I figured out who did it, so I'm okay. He thinks he knows who did it, so that's good enough for him.
So then he bought another book in the airport yesterday. Yeah.
But now I found out, because I just bought them at random. Okay. You know, I just go there, and if it says number one New York bestseller on New York's whatever.
Yeah,
list.
So
Times. That's how you do Times. Yeah, yeah. That little newspaper thing.
So as long as it's number one on that thing, I'll buy it.
What? So you would have bought 50 Shades of Grey had you been in the market for a good read at that point. Whatever's number one, it doesn't matter.
But, well, I try to read the back of it because there's countless. There's like four or five usually there. But I think I'm on the cusp of something, like something new that's going to be big.
Oh, wow. JC's on the cusp.
Yeah. It's called Red Rising.
Oh my gosh, are we doing a book club right now?
Oh, yeah.
We're on a Mexican vacation. We're about to do a book club.
I couldn't put this book down yesterday. They're saying it's like the Hunger Games. This is the first book.
When were you reading? When you were sleeping on the airplane?
I slept for 20 minutes, and then Kinsey woke me up because she told me you were nasty. But it's like the Hunger Games. And I never got into Hunger Games because it was too late. All the books had come out. The movie was coming out.
Yeah.
Same thing with Harry Potter. I never read that because the movies came out by the time I found out about it. But this is the first one. There's going to be two more, so I got to buy two more books. And I was looking up online. They're going to make a movie out of this Red Rising book.
Red Rising. Now,
what's it about?
It's about these guys. They live on Mars, and they're trying to colonize Mars. But they're basically slaves. They're slave workers. And then this dude, Darrow.
Damn, even on another planet, we got slaves.
Yeah, this dude's wife gets... basically murdered in front of him, so he is he's on a quest
to avenge her death.
To avenge her death, yeah. Mm. That's so far.
See, JC and I had this plan going when we do these work trips, like we're each going to buy books and read them and then swap.
Yeah, but I keep losing.
It's not going to work when you lose it.
I keep losing my books. I get about halfway and then I lose the book.
How convenient.
Either I lose them or I think my wife throws them away.
She's nodding yes.
I thought she only throws away your bad clothes.
Don't you want your husband to be reading books?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
She wants it on the radio.
This is Kinsey,
OCD
here,
when
everybody.
It comes to cleaning.
This is the problem with living with Kinsey.
Mm. Please tell us.
She's OCD.
I'm a clean freak.
She just throws random things away.
Were you
married? You leave stuff in the back of your car for like a year.
Is my tux stainless steel back there?
The tux. No. I have it for you. I'll give it back to you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
You found the tux.
Yeah. Yeah. I found the tux.
I found the tux.
Kinsey, found it.
What kind of things have you thrown away lately of JC's?
She threw away books. She's thrown away my
social
security card.
Was it taking up too much space?
Exactly.
No. It was hidden inside of his checkbook, which I threw away the checkbook.
She threw away my checkbook.
Wait, it seems like you're throwing away important
things. Yeah. Well, why would you throw away the checkbook?
The checkbook, they were old checks. We didn't even go to that bank anymore.
You need to shred
those.
And it was hiding
inside.
No, we still have that account, though. That's the thing. We still have that account.
Close it.
No, someone has it.
She's thrown away my driver's license.
Okay.
I threw away a TENS unit.
She threw away my TENS unit.
So basically anything that could determine your citizenship, she's thrown away. I think there's a message here, brother. She's about to have you deported.
So please don't throw stuff away anymore.
Yeah, don't go on a cleaning frenzy in Mexico. Where's my passport?
Oh, man.
I can't get back.
She would do that, too.
I need to hire Kinsey to come throw away half my life.
Oh, you mean that little blue book? Oh, I threw that away.
She would think I'm a hoarder.
She already said you were a whore.
Oh, Big Al.
Good one, Al.
And with that, we'll be back.
If you want to feel like you're with us on our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya, head to KidNation.com and go behind the scenes in our hotel room. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We're back, and we're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, it is.
Now, possibly interviewing Flo Rida today.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Al Mack remembered that he got Flo Rida's phone number and then lost it,
like, within an hour of getting it.
It was on a piece of paper?
Yeah, I just wrote it down old school. Wrote it on a piece of paper last time he came in the studio. And, you know, all of the papers that we have, I just somehow threw it away.
Well, lucky for you, Al, I think we found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
I mean, found a phone number that is supposed to be Flo Rida's?
Well, thanks to the internets.
You can just look up Flo. What'd you do?
Did you Google Flo Rida's phone number?
Yeah. Yep.
You sure it's not the Florida Welcoming Convention Center Bureau or something?
Yeah. Are you sure it's not Florida's phone number?
No, it was Flo Rida. It was two words.
Hello, Florida.
And I'm pretty sure he gave the phone number away on air.
Yeah, he
last
did.
Last time he was here.
Yep.
Okay. Well, so I'm calling it. Right?
And they matched up, right, Mike?
Yep.
See?
Exact same number.
So it's got to be the same number.
All right. I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
This is high tech since we're in Mexico.
You got it on speaker?
Yep.
This is the most expensive bit we're doing today. You know why it's unavailable?
That didn't sound like Florida.
No, it's unavailable because it is his phone number, and he's in Mexico.
And he didn't get the international calling plan.
Did not get the international
plan. Yeah, Florida he couldn't afford it.
Can get a few gigabytes of data roaming.
That's his phone number still. I think he did not play a bit. Why am I echoing? Huh. That was fun.
Wait, okay, so we have a lot on the agenda today. The Flo Rida concert tonight, maybe an interview with him beforehand, and Big Al and JC are going to leave here in a second to get a massage.
Couples massage, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Rhythmic massage.
Is it a couples massage? Or
I don't know. We're going at the same time, so.
You guys requested the same room?
We didn't request. They just said, hey, Big Al and JC are good buddies. They probably want to go get them together.
Do you make noises when you get massaged?
I try not to, but sometimes
that's
they just
slip out.
That's what
drives me crazy about a couple's massage. You know, I've gotten like one or two in my life. I just prefer to do it separate because when the other person's like, drives me crazy.
It's awkward. And there's no point. Your face down. You can't see each other. You're getting rubbed on. It's just weird.
It's almost like nobody's there anyway. I mean, except for the masseuse.
You know what we could do?
It's not sexy.
I can silently enjoy the massage.
We could have a moan off.
What?
No. During our massage. Yeah.
A moan off.
Who can get the loudest?
Let me say,
I would want my money back if you guys were in the room next to me.
I think as the massage therapist, I would have to leave the room.
You don't have to.
We can make it sexy. A sexy
It's supposed to be professional. This is not a sexy thing. This is a professional.
We could do our make it sexy bit.
Where do you get a massage and it's not sexy?
It's supposed to work out your aches and pains. It's therapeutic.
See, we go to legitimate massage parlors out.
Yeah, not the ones that are open 24 hours.
These are legitimate.
Stemmings.
These are very
legitimate. This is here. I don't know where you go back home.
Does your
massage parlor come with a buffet?
Oh, yeah.
That might be interesting.
24 hours a day?
Oh, yeah. Eggs and eggs, baby.
Bottomless pasta.
So, as you can tell, we have lots planned.
Well, this is the thing. I think there was a lot that we wanted to do before coming, but life insurance policy won't allow it, right?
Russ? Here's a list of things we can't do because of life insurance. Or
come here, Russ.
Insurance.
We can't do?
The things we wanted to do, like, you know, I really have always wanted to, even though I'm scared, swim with sharks.
Insurance said no on that.
Okay. Oh, what about that cool, like, ATV four-wheeling stuff?
Four-wheeling? No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Why can't we go four-wheeling?
That was, like, a big no.
Big
serious?
No?
Why? Really?
Yeah.
I four-wheel every time I come down here, Brad.
It's not like we're jumping.
No, when I come down on y'all's dime.
Russ, did they give you a price comparison on whose life is worth more?
I cannot disclose that.
They did? Was it Kelly?
We're in Mexico.
Is she the most expensive?
Obviously not, because I fly economy. I'm
sure
the cheapest.
I'm sure they looked up celebritynetworth.com, so.
That's what it is.
What else? Can we go out to dinner?
Yeah, you can have dinner.
Good.
Can we ride horses?
You can ride horses. You can swim with dolphins. Can't swim with stingrays.
We can't swim
can't
with sharks.
Swim with stingrays.
Not after the incident.
Wait, so we can't
because
swim? We can swim with gay sharks.
Right. The dolphins are gay sharks.
Okay.
We can't go horseback riding.
No,
apparently.
We can.
No, you can go horseback.
I don't want to. I've done that. Can we? Can we scuba?
You can. You can scuba.
Okay. Can we go to Al's bar?
No. That's something about the lights potentially falling.
Yeah, I know.
So is this because the company could be liable?
Yeah, on this trip, since the trip is work related and paid for, we are not allowed to do things. Right?
Can we fly coach on the way back?
If you want, yeah.
You guys are still on that coach thing.
You guys are snooty.
Did you get a trip out to Mexico?
Free trip, free massage. And
the guy that says got business class. Oh, you guys are so snooty and unappreciated.
It's not my fault. I got stuck with Russ who planned the trip.
It's not my fault.
Accidentally got us on first class.
Accidentally.
I don't know what happened. It was an accident, right, Russ?
Yeah.
See? There was no seats.
As far as we know. Russ's hat sat first class.
We could have taken a bus here.
Wait, and Russ, I gotta pull back the curtain a bit. Russ was tendering, yesterday and said that one of his Tinder connections was actually going to be here at the time of the trip.
Russ face.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I had to do it only because we're sitting here with rather dead air.
Now,
so
a little.
Hold on, Russ. Hold on. Let me introduce Russ to those who don't know who Russ is. Russ is in charge of our social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Digital media and marketing.
And he got this job because when we first hired him, he would friend request somebody on Facebook within 30 seconds of meeting them.
Yeah, like my roommate. I'm talking like friends that, you know, we're not even really, not co-workers. Like my friend, he Facebooked and would like poke and send messages.
Yeah, he was poking everybody on Facebook.
Yeah.
All over the place.
And then when Tinder came out, it was just like an explosion. Yeah. How much time would you say a week? Do you spend more time on Tinder or more time doing digital media and social networking for the show? Or is that part of your job?
No, Tinder's not part of my job.
It's a Tinder topic, Jenna.
Okay, so you have a Tinder connection from back home that is going to be here.
Well, we actually went on a date like...
A Tinder date?
Like probably like 8 months ago.
A date?
Just one.
Okay.
Just one date.
And y'all kept in touch? Why? I mean, I don't mean that in a stupid
way.
Okay,
no,
but no. You didn't have another date.
Yeah, was
but
there
you
a second date?
Touch.
Yeah, well, no, we only went on one date.
So no,
and
okay.
Now, what's Tinder? Tinder is this app that you...
I thought it was a hookup app where you're just supposed to like...
It is.
I mean, it's a dating.
High, bye, slam, bam, whatever, thank you, ma'am, whatever.
It is. It
normally, I mean, it's a dating.
It's kind of based on geographical location, and you can swipe, and if someone says they like you and you also find them attractive, then you can arrange to meet up.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
okay. And so you've had one date.
We had one date and then no second date. I mean, we had a good time. But I don't think there was like a spark there. It was just, you know, kind of a friend thing, and she was probably, you know, maybe an inch taller than me, so maybe that was a turn off.
Maybe.
What you're saying is you were turned off by her height.
No.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, but no, she's going to be here.
Well, she actually heard us talking yesterday about everything.
And she really wants to meet JC.
No. And she's like, hey, you're going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya too? Yeah, cool.
You have so much in common, except for that height thing.
Yeah.
Wait, did you fly her first class here too?
Tomorrow. She actually got Kelly's seat.
Oh, maybe we'll hear all about Russ's Tinder date.
Yes.
So hopefully, possibly, maybe we have an interview tomorrow with the one and the only Flo Rida. Will he give me his real phone number?
And Big Al Mack and I are going to share a rhythmic massage. You'll hear our Mona off.
Oh.
No.
What? You know?
That's like no reason to not listen.
And more fun at the beach as we bring you more fun from the Hard Rock Hotel from the Riviera Maya as we frolic on the beach.
Yeah, buddy.
That's tomorrow on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.